The next question is in the name of Caroline Pidgeon, and it's about the new bridge.
Yes. Thank you. The bridge of sighs, says the heckler from the right. The bridge of sighs.
I think that was, as
my cousin Darren says, it was an entirely apposite heckle. Because it will be as beautiful as the Bridge of Sighs. It will be as much of a tourist attraction, and it will last even longer. But if the Labour Party really want to put themselves, oppose things that are beautiful, things that are wonderful, things that will add to the economy of this city, that is their privilege. They can do it. I'm not going to stand in the way. If this is really the kind of politics they want to adopt, endlessly mealy-mouthed, hopeless, and showing complete lack of vision, they're entitled to do it. But, Chair, if I'm continually heckled, I'll answer the heckle.
Can you stop for a moment? That's for a small group and don't have much time.
Well, it's up to you. Frankly, Chair, it's up to you.
I would suggest you use that time answering their question.
It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you to manage the heckling.
They should cease.
It's up to you, Chair, to manage the heckling. If you're not going to do it, I'm going to answer the heckles.
Answer the question.
I'm very happy to answer the Lib Dem question. If you will do something to stop the interruptions.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Could you answer Caroline's question?
Well, the answer to Caroline's question is, of course, that the Garden Bridge has received planning approval from Westminster and Lambeth. The Garden Bridge Trust is responsible for raising all the necessary funding for the bridge, and on current timetables, construction will start in early. The construction contract will be let by the autumn of 2015, and construction would begin by early 2016. And the plan at present is that the bridge should open to the public by 2018, Caroline.
Lovely. Thank you for that. But there are some Londoners who have concerns about the bridge and how money's being spent. I'd just like to clarify a few issues with you this morning. We've got £60 million of public money committed. Can you therefore explain why Londoners won't be able to cross the bridge 24 hours a day, that they should accept it's going to be closed at least once a month for fundraisers, and can you explain why it's not just going to be a public right of way?
Well, Londoners will of course be able to cross the bridge, and the answer to, insofar as there are restrictions, it's because it's by its nature a park as well as a thoroughfare, and it's important that it should retain a pleasant, bosky, verdant atmosphere. It should be a place of culture and rest and repose, the kind of place where a Labour Assembly member could go and collect his or her thoughts shortly before deciding the only sensible thing to do was to launch him or herself into the current. No.
Can I just ask? You expect me to stop the Labour group heckling, and then you goad them to try to make them do it. Can you not create trouble for yourself and address
yourself?
I'm sitting over here. Why don't you just look over this direction? I'm asking the question. Okay. Thank you for that. Answer and saying that it's a park. But we've also learnt through the planning process that groups of eight or more will have to request permission to access the bridge. Does this mean there's going to have to be some kind of ticketing system in place?
No, not as far as I know. There'll be no ticketing system in place. This is all for consultation, Caroline, and this is at a very early stage and by no means set in stone. What I think the objective is to avoid the thing taken over by huge groups who might want to demonstrate or disrupt the movement of others across the bridge or do damage to the foliage or the flowers or whatever. I think that's probably the objective. And
that's a really bizarre answer, but okay. But it sounds to me like you will.
You have to forgive me. I can't. None of this is set in stone, so I can't give you the precise explanation for something that, after all, has not yet been adopted as the as the way forward for the bridge. We'll have to see. Clearly, one of the questions is should we allow dogs on the bridge?
That's not a question I'm asking today, Mr. Mayor.
It's something that people have mixed views on. Some people are pro dog, some people are anti dog. Some people, you know, dog mess is a serious business.
Your behaviour this morning is extraordinary. I'm trying to ask you some very sensible questions.
Unfortunately, it's not.
I'm only doing my best, Caroline. I've given you as much as I possibly can.
I think your report would say not good enough, to be honest.
Well,
the bridge is going to be closed at night. You may have to get a ticket. You can't cycle on it. You yourself have given some other descriptions this morning, but you've described it as a bridge with no purpose other than to recreate the soul. You know, it really
that sounds like that a fairly substantial objective.
This is actually suggesting it's more of a tourist attraction rather than a mode of transport. When there are other cycle and foot bridges elsewhere that really could benefit from this money. But
crucially, are you against
Westminster Council have, in their condition for granting planning permission, said that TfL must underwrite the maintenance costs, expected to be around £3.5 million each year. Can you confirm, I think you're going to make a decision announcement on this Friday, can you confirm whether you will agree to this condition?
I can confirm that no such agreement has been made, nor will I make any undertaking to do so.
But it's in the planning permission from Westminster. Does that mean it will not be able to go ahead?
I cannot go further and say I've made no such undertaking, nor do I intend to make any such
undertaking. So you won't commit to that? Okay, thank you. Very clear.
I think you should be clear about whether you think this is a good project or not, rather than endlessly trying to score points off what is a beautiful scene.